Omo, who be this guy, sef? It's the overdo. That was the thought I had in my head when I first encountered you. Always having something to say, with a constant need to command. Your favorite words to me till date are, "Don't worry, you will soon understand." Where do you even come from? How do you exist? It's not like I can actually hear you talk. It's more of a gut-wrenching feeling that somehow persists. But whatever you are, I was so convinced you were after my life. Should have sent uni. Why couldn't you just let me be? Like, everything about you comes with stress and strife. Ha. I had finally found love. Me. After 3 long years of hugging pillows, on February 7th, she found me. What God cannot do does not exist. Oh, precious, my queen. She slid into my DMs, laughed at my jokes, and even called me her king. Ah, who they breeds? But you never liked her from day one. You wicked bean. Always made snide comments and said she belonged to the streets. What does that even mean? The one time I sought your opinion, the one time, you were nowhere to be found. The only thing you came up to say to me was, "Don't worry, you will soon understand." Anyways, on February 12th, my Aquarius princess was born. The banana, money flowers, and triple-decker cake now small. She was going to feel love so huge. I know that when it comes to this love thing, Igbo men are gods. 2 days later was Valentine's. She wore red and I wore a smile. I burnt my life savings to give this girl major trips. She stroked my beards and whispered sweet nothings. Facials and spa by day, Transcore and Cubana by night. I could swear I was this girl's delight. A night of fun, all bills on me. Your guy was gone, nothing remained. And all this while, you didn't say pim. On February 15th, Precious posted. On the gram I searched. But in all the images, my face ghosted. I took a glance at the captions. This babe get mine, sha. Not even one mention.
"Don't worry, you will soon understand."
Then I decided to quit with thinking and just call. Somehow, all I could still think of was her kiss. Her sweet, sweet kiss. 3 rejections and 4 call waitings later, she answered and hit me with the,
"I'm sorry, please, who is this?"
Ah.
You don't understand, Abby.
Ha. My world shattered. I hadn't even finished receiving the first blow when I also heard,
"Look, this won't work and I don't want to lead you on, okay? You're too nice for me, and for you, I'm the wrong one, okay? I wish you all the best moving forward. You'll be anything you want to be, okay? It was fun while it lasted, and remember, it's not you, it's me, okay?
I was in severe pain and anguish. All my life savings, all, on this girl I had lavished. What do you mean? You can't be serious, I asked, as the issue I tried to put on remand. She ended the call on me, but before she did, she said,
Don't worry, you will soon understand.
Mugbi. The stranger in my stomach was right after all. He wasn't a stranger like I had thought. He tries to save me from myself, always. He is in reality my God. Now, I don't understand. So, fellas, if you're listening to this today, and you have that gut-wrenching feeling, listen to it. Do not ignore it. It's trying to save you from yourself. But if you do decide to go and act against it and see for yourself, well, I guess the only thing I have to say to you is, no worry. You will soon understand. Stay safe.